It's a Fat Wallet mini episode. This week in the Fat Wallet Show, talking to family about money. Maybe it's not a mini episode. I feel like this is such an appropriate episode because in 2 days' time, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
So I'm Christia Bubbles van Heerden. With me, Simon Chuckles Brown. If you're new to this podcast, you should know that we even when it is Christmas. A bleep version of the show is available at justmylap.com. Thank you to Sean Combrink for doing that for us. So, Ivan has a message of encouragement. Do you remember when we did the live show recording in Cape Town? Somebody said, how do I get my family members on the same page? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I have no good news. And Ivan,
I have good news. Marry an orphan. I've said it many times.
Look, that's really bad news for everybody who's about to celebrate Christmas with their family.
Oh, take it back.
So Ivan has a message of encouragement. He says, I listened to the Dave Ramsey Show podcast. On one of the shows, someone asked the exact question on how to get his wife on the same page as him financially. The response was to talk to him or her about the why of why you want to get onto the same page. He recommended talking to your loved one about what they want to achieve and showing them how saving now and sacrificing in the short term can help him or her achieve that dream. I thought long and hard about this. With the financial information I had from my father's affairs, I made a spreadsheet and PowerPoint presentations. This is how you talk to family about money. You grab that PowerPoint. He said, I started walking him through the baby steps with a whole comprehensive list of the whys that he can achieve once he has reached baby step number 7. I pitched the idea to my father. It gave him hope to change his behavior since there was a reason and a plan to change his behavior. It is still early days and it takes effort to remind my father why he's not spending on a credit card anymore. But there has been changed behavior from his side. Man, it's like the first time I've ever heard this. He says this has impacted his finances and his sanity because he feels like he has a plan for his future and his life. Talking about why he does things now has changed a lot of elements in his life. I understand that it might not work for everyone, but maybe it can work for other people too.
I like that. I like the why very, very much. And you still might get pushback, but it's a good way to bring it in. I mean, why should we be saving? Why should we, whatever the scenario might be? And you might still get pushback. And even with the why scenario, expect some pushback, some resistance. Also understand that this person is new to something. It's scary in every way. Whereas for you, you've gone down this path that's less scary. So to our point is, you know, sort of open the doors and then wait for the questions to come.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what would have happened if when I started earning money for the first time, even when it was just as a waitress when I was a kid, if somebody had said to me, why do you want to, what do you want the money for? Because this is always what we say to people, like, you need to understand why you want to go down this road. Money for money's sake is really pointless. It doesn't do anything for you, right? But if when I had my first job, somebody said to me, what do you want the money for? And then set up a plan for me to achieve that. Like, I wonder how much... That was Rosie's contribution.
Stepping on the soundboard.
I wonder how much of a difference that would have made about how I thought about money. You know, when I had my first job, I was like 14 or something, you know? So it was like, I was definitely pliable enough to have taken some lessons from that. And I wish somebody had sat me down and said, look, yes, you're earning this money. What do you want this money for? And then I probably would have come up with something stupid because I was 14. And then they could have said, okay, well, this is how we're going to get there. Yeah. You know, just like that little bit of guidance right at the beginning when you just start earning money could make such a difference. Maybe this is something that you guys should think about for your children.
Yeah, well, that's I just remembered something which I'd completely forgotten. Going back to the 80s, and I think it was Perm Bank had a blue book.
Perm Bank, that's actually very 80s.
I lie, it was Perm Building Society, they weren't banks. And my mother, so what you did was you saved an amount. So my mother saved 10 rand a month for 3 years, that's 360 rand. And literally you went into the branch, gave them the 10 rand, you had a little blue book and they stamped it, you know, all that sort of nonsense. And at the end of it, we got 400, which, you know, the return is, but that wasn't the point. The point is that we took a holiday and that, you know, in the family, there was this whole, this is why there's the 10 rand and it's going to the holiday. And at the same time, she got me and my sister to each open one. We did it with a rand each. So we had, at the end of the 3 years, we had 40 rand each. I have no idea what I did with the 40 rand, but I absolutely now remember the excitement of one day I will have 40 rand. And I was probably, I don't know where the 1 rand would have, I was working already. It was probably from where I was working, and my mother was probably giving it to my sister. The point being is that, you know, maybe I was earning 8 or 10 rand a month. So 40 rand was like absolute baller. My mother's salary was probably 250 rand a month. So again, 400 was like, you know, ginormous. And that just to me was probably the first trigger. The whole concept of we want this. This is what we're going to do. It's going to take time. And it worked. I mean, we got an awesome holiday in Knysna.
So I've been thinking about this whole idea of Discovery Bank, where they want to influence your behavior to make good choices, right? Mm-hmm. And their whole spiel is you get incentivized. So you get like short-term rewards for good financial behavior. But I wonder if you had to think about it this way, and it doesn't become about short-term rewards, but it becomes about like some sort of, because I get like the idea of wanting to reward people in the short term to achieve a longer term thing just to keep you going, because that's how I paid off my debt. So that is very sound to me. But I wonder if the conversation shouldn't start with this. Like, what is the money for?
Yeah. What do you want to do? What's the end result? What's the big plan?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I don't think it would work if the end result is I want to have $1 million.
No.
Like, I think the end result has to be, I want to be able to stop working, or, you know, I want to adopt 50 cats or whatever it is that you want to do.
So I think, I mean, and this
don't
is the
do
whole,
that, by the way.
No. The whole point around goal setting, which I've gone down multiple rabbit holes around, be careful of big fairy goals like I want to stop working or something. Make them bite-sized so that you get constant affirmation and feedback. So you want to pay off debt. You've got 6 debts to pay off. The goal is pay that debt off, and then it's gone, and then it's that debt. So you, otherwise, you know, I want to retire. Like, it's a 15-year goal. You never get the affirmation. It's too big. It's too, you need goals to be shorter term, achievable, and they all fit in. They're building blocks. You know, the, okay, so I want to retire in whatever. I want to retire at the age of 40. I want to be a Patrick McKay. That's cool. How do we break that down into smaller goals that lead me to that ultimate big goal, which would be, you know, clear debt, pull back on spending, watch have lifestyle credit, have an emergency fund, you know, max out tax-free accounts. So one of your goals is to max out your tax-free account every year. So you get that affirmation and you've got those building blocks to the ultimate large goal.
Yeah. This is maybe a goal that you guys, if you haven't started yet, maybe we can do, so to max out a tax-free savings account, you need 2,750 Rand every month, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you're not saving anything, having 10% of an annual tax-free allocation already goes a very long way. So how about if you try to save 275 Rand every month into a tax-free account? And you just start your journey that way. That's a lot more achievable for some people, not for everybody, I realize that. If that's not achievable for you, save 27 Rand into a tax-free savings account.
And like your point, so what's the big goal? The big goal is to max out your tax-free at $500,000. But, you know, firstly, that's going to take 15 years. Annually, it's 33, so 2750 a month. If that's not achievable, fine, make it 275, make it 27, make it whatever works. But make it that you're constantly taking steps forward and doing stuff, and can pat yourself on the back and say, hey, look what I'm doing.
But here's also why. If you don't do the 2,750 Rand, which is a lot of money every month, let's say you do the 275 Rand, not only does that get you 10% closer, but it also gives you an opportunity to learn what ETFs are, how they work, how to buy them, how a brokerage work, what your fees are. All of those things you can figure out with 275 Rand a month. And that's not a huge stretch for some people.
Yeah.
or with 27, like you can literally figure this out with 27 rand a month.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend buying your ETFs at 27 rand a month, but maybe contributing 27 rand a month until you have enough to buy an ETF unit. Yeah, I mean,
at a point you can put it into a cash account and just earn some interest. It goes to the point of you're moving, you're measurably moving forward, you're achieving your goals, you're getting success.
Yeah. And you can work this out beforehand, and you can say by June, this is how much money I would want. Yeah. Like I want 1,500 rand or whatever.
But I like the idea of the why.
Yeah.
Start with the why and then you work backwards from that.
Yeah. All right, that's it from the Just One Lap team this week. Remember, this is a show about questions. Send yours to ask@justonelap.com. You can also join the Fat Wallet community group on Facebook. Thanks to Aiden and Kay for being our community wizards. My name is Christia van Eeden. Thank you to Simon Brown. Happy Christmas to everybody.
Oh, happy Christmas.
And find us here next week for another mini episode.